is working hard for you.
Angry January Fairy makes the scene.
She's sparkly through and through. So set your dial to 91.5 and let us do the rest, 'cause we've been double dong daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the think tank on WMFO in Medford Stereo.
Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. And why wouldn't we want to do that to you? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 55 minutes, you know, looking at that midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're getting close. We're getting so close. We'll get there. We'll get there soon. I'm just sure about that. I want to thank everybody who helped out tonight over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'm sorry about you latecomers. Helping out with tonight's free association. Thought I had something going. I didn't have anything going. So instead, I leave it to you, the listener. Well, you, the listener who happened to be peeking over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group for the ridiculously short time frame it took for you all to give me more words than I could ever deal with. Ever. So next time around, maybe we'll let those of you who played a lot tonight not play so much next time, so that the other kids can play too. We gotta share the toys, you know. But hopefully I will have done things to make it up to the rest of you, and that hopefully there will be something in here that's just for you, something that might perchance make you flip your wig tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Al faces and make a loud face. We're gonna flip our wigs. We're gonna flip our wigs. We're gonna flip our wigs and have a crazy ball. Girls, go kiss your mothers goodbye. By 12 o'clock, we'll all be high. Dancing on the ceiling and dancing on the walls. Jumping on the roof and stomping in the halls. We're gonna flip our wigs. We're gonna flip our wigs. We're gonna flip our wigs and have a crazy ball. Whoa! And a whole lot of boys. We're gonna flip our wigs. We're gonna flip our wigs. We're gonna flip our wigs and have a crazy ball. It starts at 10 and it just won't stop. Come on down and blow your top. We're gonna jump around the pot. You know it's really gonna rock.
Handsome to me. Some people may say that I need glasses. Each man I choose is not a good catch. I say he may not be handsome, but take another glance and you see he's got a heart of gold and bankroll to match. I never saw an ugly man with money. A man with money ugly cannot be. When I meet men short, fat and wealthy, they all all dark and handsome to me. I meet a man and I think I like him, but mama says, darling, give him back. Look, he's got such flat feet, he can't walk down the street. I say, but he don't have to walk, he's got a Cadillac. I never saw an ugly man with money. A man with money ugly cannot be. When I meet men short, fat and wealthy, they all look tall, dark and handsome to me. A fella wants me to go steady, but mama say, darling, wait a bit. Look, look, his nails he chew. I say, I know that's true, but he wears such big diamond rings, I don't notice it. Some fella asked me, would I marry? Mama said, darling, before you melt, just look at that pot belly. See, it shakes like jelly. I say, mama, that's not jelly, that's his money belt. I never saw an ugly man with money. A man with money ugly cannot be. When I meet men short, fat, and wealthy, they all look tall, dark, and handsome to me. Just met a man who's got 2 million, but he gave Mama quite a fright. She said, "My darling, listen, how you gonna kiss him?" I said, "That's easy, Mama, I just turn out the light." I never saw an ugly man with money. A man with money ugly cannot be. When I meet men short, fat, and wealthy, they all look tall. They all look tall, dark, and handsome to me.
Ain't no fish, ain't no flounder, ain't no tuna, ain't no fish.
Holy mackerel, some days there just ain't no fish.
Ain't no perch,
ain't no flounder, you flounder for fish.
Ain't no fish.
And although at times you get a mess full, other days are less successful. Some days there just ain't no fish.
Ain't no fish. Ain't no fish.
Some days we'll start mighty fine
with a splash,
with a nibble that tugs at your line.
Mighty fine.
But you reel it in to find you caught a beat up shoe that's leaking water. Some days there just ain't no fish. Tomorrow is unpredictable, so it may be sound advice to put away some extra fish on ice. Holy mackerel,
wish for a catch every day, and you're wasting a wish,
for some days there just ain't no fish.
Ain't no fish, ain't no perch, don't get left in the lurch.
Holy mackerel,
some days you throw out your bait and the world is your oyster with pearls on your plate.
Doing great. Other times you may play all the angles, still your line just dingle dangle.
Some days there just ain't no fish. Tomorrow is unpredictable, so it may be sound advice to put away some extra fish on ice.
Holy mackerel, wish for a catch every day, and you're wasting a wish,
for some days there just ain't no fish. Hunting, grinding till you're sick or old.
Holy mackerel.
Some days there just ain't no fish.
A still small fly sits poised on a smooth white pill. He hums old melodies heard at mum's bony breast as he lapped the juicy hot milk. Mum was certified TT. Derek, the fly, with a wicked smile, dashes into the air, zooms over Jaime Goldfish in his bowl, and pow! Drops a busy onto the surface. Jaime doesn't care. He is extremely busy himself, thanking God he took spherical trig as a child. Derek doesn't know that Jaime doesn't care. He didn't take Yiddish for his O-levels.
I've been having you roast beef, and I've been cutting you slices of cheese. Sometimes I get a thank you, always I get a please. Now you know I don't like throwing that stick, loitering around in the woods. But Lily, if you would just learn this trick, it'd sure make me feel good.
Ricky Bates.
Look, Igor, they're dancing. That's rock and roll. It looks like such fun.
Come on, let's go haunt someone.
Oh, Igor, don't you ever think of anything but business. Don't you ever think of girls?
Girls? For the girls.
You know, girls. That's sort of a vampire with a ponytail.
Oh, yes, girls. I think I strangled one once. Girls don't like me.
Well, they would like you if you'd only say nice things to them. Like when you meet a girl, say, Glorioski, what a beautiful neck.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Frankie. You know how I hate small talk.
Well, come on, Igor. Let's try to dance. It's easy. Look, I'll show you. One, two, three, four. Make a box.
A box? How big? 6 feet long?
No, Igor, no. It's not that kind of a box. Can't you forget about business for just 1 second?
I'm sorry.
You know, Igor, I've danced before.
You mean when they hung you?
No, don't get smart. It was here that I danced. I wandered in here by mistake, sat down. A girl sent a waiter over to ask me to dance. And you know, Igor, for a waiter, he wasn't a bad dancer.
I still think we're wasting our time here when we could be out burying someone.
You know, Igor, this music sends me. Let's go out and dig up a couple of chicks.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the Forest Lawn.
No, Igor. Forget about business. Let's rock. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it, Igor?
I do feel it. Come on, Frankie. Let's rock. Go. Go. Yeah, yeah. Go. Shoo-be-doo-ah. Shoo-be-doo-ah. Scub-a-dub-a-doo. Scub-a-dub-a-doo. I think I'm getting the message.
Igor, put me down.
The wildest party? Oh, shit. You're going to die laughing when I tell you this. I'm going to give it to you slow. I went up to Holyoke Street near Harvard Square. We got into, what do you call those cars? A station wagon. We were going to go on a ride. Well, the girls, there was about five of them. One of them was a graduate student, a woman. She was nice looking. Now, let me stop and think a minute. Now, the girls, they was in the wagon too, but they brought sandwiches. I didn't know what was going on. Then they stopped at the store and got a half a case of sarsaparilla. We all put money in. I didn't know what the hell the collection was going on for. I was dumbfounded. Then we got out to the lake, a small lake in Maynard. They got out and spread blankets out. I took my trousers off. I always had my bathing trunks on. And it starts to pour in rain, and man, the rain just came down. So we got back in that wagon. Two of the girls live around that way, so they said, let's go to our house and finish the party going on over there. They took our clothes, and we're going to hang them out to dry. We all had sheets on, walking around the house with just sheets on. Music's going on all over the place, dancing, and there was kissing. Well, that's all right. It did not go beyond that. It did not get out of hand. Nothing got out of hand. Then Pearl's uncle comes in. He lives there, and he's a police officer. He just stood there with his hand rubbing his face and said, "Now what do we have here? What is going on?" So Francis and Mary, they says, "We were caught in the rain, and the boys' clothes are wet. We put on these sheets so the clothes could get dry." He just got flush in the face and looked at me, because Frances, she's got her arm around my waist. He says to me, "How long has this been going on between you and her?" I was so damn dumbfounded, I just said this to him. I said, "Now look it, let me tell you one thing. To my surprise, I did not know what I got myself into." That's what I said to him. I said, "Now both your girls are Radcliffe students, and I didn't know what this thing is all about." He said to me, "Now I want you to get away from all this." I didn't think he wanted me to go around with Frances. They belonged to a club that was organizing between Radcliffe and Harvard, a communist party. I didn't know it. My brother knew it, but I didn't know it. But when I got back to Cambridge, I went in the back of the house and I dragged him out of there and I beat the shit out of him then and there, and I told him why. He's trying to get me involved in the communist party. That woke me up. And I told him, "You must remember, I am a National Guardsman." I told him, "I don't want any part of this. I'm getting away." I told him, "You go back to your friends, tell them I don't want them in this house. I swore at him, but you don't need to put that in there now." I told Francis afterwards, "Now look it, I like you, Francis, but that communist shit has got to go." It cost me a punch right in the mouth. When I went back down to the armory for my meeting on the next Wednesday, I told my first sergeant all about it. He just stood there and put his hands on his hips and said, "What?" He didn't smile or nothing. His eyes got reddish and there was tears in him. He was very angry, very, very angry. He hit me so hard. I just laid there on the floor dazed, and I just looked up at him, and I couldn't see him. My head hit the floor, and I was just dazed. After my head cleared, I heard him say, "Now you get up." At that time, Ike, the first lieutenant, he comes in. He just stood there and looked. He stood there with his hands on his hips and said, "What the hell is going on here, Sergeant?" Guy Williams, the first sergeant, said, "Do you see that little fool laying there? I should kick the shit out of him. He's been going to parties that's run by communist people. Communist parties." He was in bad shape on account of being messed up in World War I, and I thought he was going to kick me right there all around the room. He had quite a temper. Now, at that time, the famous movie actor and singer, Paul Robeson, left this country to go to Russia to make Russia his home. I started to get my head to clear. I didn't do anything wrong. All I knew was I was going dancing and being with the girls and having a hell of a time. At that time, Harvard was ringing with communists. Harvard, Yale, Dartmouth, all the colleges. They were all having trouble with the communist parties. Some students listened and some didn't, both female and male. I got myself clear on that. I got myself well cleared, and my company commander said, "I want you to stay away from those parties or I'm going to call your mother," which he did. And my mother screamed, and man, I got to laugh about it. I can't help it. It was so funny. My mother's screaming at me, and my grandmother's picking it up on the second floor. And I had to go past her, and oh, I'm just dodging everywhere you can think. She had a broom handle in one hand and a mop handle in the other, and she was swinging them both. She's got that Indian temper. She intended to put me in the hospital for good. I was scared. Do you blame her, though? Communist at that time was bad, very bad. To me, it was something new, but I got away from those people as fast as I could. I didn't have to worry no more because World War II came in, and I didn't see any more of those people after that. Didn't hear no more about nothing.
Without my walking stick, I'd go insane. Can't look my best, I'd feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, 'cause it may rain. And when it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane. If I ever left my house without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain. The thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane would go for naught if I were caught without my cane. Oh,
Walking stick, I go insane. Can't look my best, feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, cause it may rain. When it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane.
If I ever left my house without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain.
The thing that makes me click on lover's
lane
would go for love if I were caught without my cane.
Oh, baby, that's so sad.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are free associating around here tonight. So hopefully that's working for you. I think it's working for me. Well, maybe we'll do it again very soon so we can get everybody in there. I'll try to give you some advance notice and everything. I never do that. That'd be crazy. Crazy. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios. That's Saturday, May 6th and Sunday, May 7th, noon to 6 each day, with a special sneak preview at select studios on the Friday night before. You can immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists across more than 90 sites. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. That's a public service message from all of your local art-loving friends here at WMFO. So much more to go, as usual. Then we'll get on to the radio obituaries right after the top of the hour, as you know we tend to do. And, you know, summer's coming. Very excited about that here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I look forward to sprawling again. It's what I like to do. Here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
I'm a love kitten. Wish I were sitting. Holding me, what a situation that would be. Love kitten, looking for love. I'm a love kitty. Won't you say I'm pretty? Hold me tight until I purr, tie a ribbon in my fur. Love kitten, looking for love. Chase me, round and round we'll go. And when you catch me, I will never let you go, 'cause I'm a love kitten. That you've got, only hope you got a lot. Love kitten, looking for a love kitten, looking for love, love.
Department heads of Kelsey's Bolts Incorporated, we've called this very important top-level policy meeting in order to plan a very significant annual operation, our annual Christmas office party. Now, if anyone has any suggestions, we'll try them out right here and now. We'll sort of throw them in the quicksand and see if it sinks. Witticism, poor button idiots. Well, now, first of all, the celluloid name tags we all wear at the party to get to know each other better have no more of those smart alecky names printed on them like last year, King Farouk, Benedict Arnold, Boob McNutt. I mean, that's carrying too far. Oh, yes, and who was that wild female? Sister Charles on top of my desk. A shameful thing turned us into a licentious, a den of iniquity. Who was she anyway? My wife? She won't be with us this year. She's in Siam visiting her twin sister, Wendell. Oh, and I had another repercussion from our last shindig. This involved young Hubble, who works in the heating and screaming room. He got a little gay with one of our comptometer operators. He pinched her behind the filing cabinet. She was so black and blue, she looked like a road map. Poor little thing stayed that way until our 4th of July picnic. I couldn't help but notice it during the wheelbarrow race. She placed in, sprightly little thing. Oh, another thing, men. This year, we're going to have to kind of go easy on fortifying the old punch bowl. You know, last year, one of you had a little too much fortification and buttonholed me in the batching bin. Called me a bumbling, inefficient old idiot and said I was costing the company millions. Well, we won't be annoyed by him this year. He's been made chairman of the board. He sends greetings from you. Yeah. Now, oh, there's one more thing I feel compelled to touch on. These practical jokes and willful destruction of company property. You in particular, Otis. Last year you were feeling pretty chipper, and you poured sand on the mail chute and turned it into a giant ant colony. Eating up U.S. mail, you know. Now I'm giving you one more chance, Otis, because after all, I'm kind of counting on you to take over the helm here at Kelsey's Bolts after I've gone to the great steam room in the sky. Well, gentlemen, I think that's about it. No, don't kneel. I'll just sidle right out and get into my private elevator right behind me here. He touched on everything, no hugging and squeezing in the paper hats. Well, here we are. Premature Merry Christmas. Good day, gentlemen. Only when I laugh at the holidays in the cab.
Well, Kalibop, the rockin' rockin' with Kalibop, This is you, TV, for you, the viewer.
The Howl of the Wolf Movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Porgy, tire biter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's Sodium Shop to trim a red with red hair. Doobie-doo-wah, Porgy, tire-biter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolph, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by Election Day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my!
Porgy! Porgy, tell me about
it! He's coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolph.
Bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, road cakes again. Heavy on the 30 weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Oh, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Well, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're unnatural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
Alright, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. Want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P.
Thank you, fellow kids. Quiet. In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you. I am recalling the words of the founder, of Morse Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people, he said. Give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, so come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling, for more students, for more science high. Thank you. Fuck you, too.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! More Science High! It's disappeared!
Your Peter accepts your thing to lose the reality.
If I were a bug, I'd like to be a teensy weensy fly. Maybe I'd better stay me.
Woo! fancy dive. The fanciest dive that ever was dove was done by Melissa of Coconut Grove. She bounced on the board and flew into the air with a twist of her head and a twirl of her hair. She did 34 jackknives and backflipped and spun and quadruple gainered and reached for the sun and then somersaulted 9 times and a quarter and looked down and saw that the pool had no water.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I would like to sing, too.
You, Chief?
Yes. And I want you to join me.
Me, Chief?
Yes. I'm going to sing a song of love.
Love? Oh, you mean platonic love, not real love.
This is real love. Just get over to that piano.
Oh, splendid.
Oh, I'm in love. Yes, I'm in love with money.
Oh, Chief. The greatest thing on earth is love.
Of money.
Oh, come now.
How serene that lovely green of legal tenderness.
Nothing acts like, court attracts like.
It buys happiness.
Oh, well.
You know, Miss Hathaway, I have a question I've so long wanted to ask.
Yes, Chief.
Is the money really greener in the other fellow's bank?
Certainly not. I've made a thorough investigation of the matter. It only seems greener.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. In fact, our bank has so much cash in it.
Oh, and look at it. I'm passionate. That's money.
You mean Clampett money. What if the Clampetts ever drew it out?
Miss Hathaway!
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my head. I swear I'd cry a little.
A little? I know I'd die, not a little.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
We thank our lucky stars, we bank our lucky stars on money. I treasure each account with loving care.
Oh, he does. I guess the deep inside of
there's a touch of all King Midas. Thank you.
Not at all.
The greatest thing on earth is love of money.
Jed, ain't you lucky to have friends who take such interest in your money?
By doggy, Granny, you're right.
I lost my heart to a girl so fair. When I saw her standing there, eyes as blue as summer skies, and moonlight on her golden hair.
I think her wit,
she did so wit,
it's really great,
it's really great.
Each curl's in place when we embrace, and that's why I think her wit. When we play hooky and cut school, poor girl was splashing in the pool. And though my baby gets all wet, her hairdo's not upset.
No curlers.
I did her wig.
He did her wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
When we walk home, she needs no comb, and that's why I did her wig. Every night we've kissed and kissed, had a ball, we did a twist. Still my baby is a must, and a daddy's never fuss.
No hairpin.
I did her wig.
He did so wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
Each girl's in place when we embrace, and that's why I did her wig. Sometimes she's blonde, sometimes brunette, or is she a redhead? I forget. A great invention is a curl that's pasted on my girl.
No dandruff.
I dig her wig.
He digs her wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
When we walk home, she needs no comb, and that's why I dig her wig.
No curlers.
Wow.
No hairpins.
Wow.
No dandruff.
Wow.
No ribbons. No fooling.
I get her wig.
He gets her wig.
It's really great.
It's really great.
Each girl's in place when we embrace, and that's why I get her wig.
What do you dig?
Her wig.
Woo!
Ever in your life see a diver kiss his wife while the bubbles bounce about above the water?
Come again? Come again.
No, I've never even never in my life leave low. Did no diver, diva, devil, give no wife, we woke. When we need no ocean, we no come up, no sea, while no bubbles bounce, 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 no water.
Well, if you're looking while they kiss, and you recognize the sight of a diver, diva, devil, that must be doing something right. Way beneath the ocean and the kingdom of the sea, while the bubbles bounce about above the water.
Shirley, why do you say ever, 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 and life leave low? And diva, diva, deva, and when you say wife, you say we
won't. Why not say ever, eva, iva, and life lead low? And diva, diva, deva, and wife, we won't.
Well, why are they kissing in the ocean? And what kingdom of the sea? And why are bubbles bouncing about above the water?
Well, beneath the ocean is private, and a kingdom is the sea. And kissing down there is going to bounce up bubbles naturally. So when you see the bubbles bouncing, so you recognize the sight of a diva, diva, deva, must be doing something right. Way beneath the ocean and the kingdom of the sea, while the bubble bounce about above the water. Did you ever evolve in your lively low? See a diva, diva, diva kiss his wife, we woe. Way beneath the ocean and the kingdom of the sea, while the bubble bounce about above the water. And did you ever evolve? See a diva kiss his wife, while the bubble bounce about above the water.
Never seen.
And did you ever evolve? See a diva, diva, diva in your lively low? Did you ever?
Around, but never have
did
I
you ever?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Never
in your life see a diver kiss his wife while the bubbles bounce about above the water. Did you ever?
Just don't fit in.
Did you ever? And did you ever?
No.
Did you ever?
No.
Did you ever?
No. I've never.
No. Never?
Never. Never.
Did you ever?
Never.
Don't say no, never.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
One, two, three. Here we go. Bedlam, bedlam, ho, ho, ho.